You're listening to the STC Foundation's podcast. This year we're looking at the four Gospels, an opportunity on a Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Friday, the 14th of September. Hi everyone, it's Mick here. Welcome to Friday's podcast at STC. This first week of a new season of podcasts have been about beginnings. On Monday, just to remind us, the beginning of the Jesus story, as we read through his family tree, culminating in the birth of Emmanuel, God with us. On Tuesday, we saw the visit of the Magi, seeking the One, and then the beginning of worship as they presented their gifts to him. On Wednesday, the very disturbing story of the killing of the innocents by Herod, reminding us that our human nature is set on rebellion as default, and that true connection with God begins with our submission to him. Remember, the heart of the problem is the problem of the human heart. Yesterday, John the Baptist. Begin each day being immersed or baptized in the Holy Spirit. And today, we look at the beginning of Jesus' ministry as he is tested in the desert by the devil. Battles and blessings today. Our reading is Matthew 4, 1-17. You can hear it after the prayer. And our focus verse to be reminded of is verse 1a. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. A reflection. We read yesterday how Jesus' ministry began with the blessing of the Holy Spirit at his baptism. But as often happens, after a great blessing in life comes a great battle. We read this in the opening verse of today's reading. Our focus verse. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Jesus had a great test set before him, a test of his identity. If you are the Son of God, he was asked, which ultimately is a test of his relationship with his Father. If you are, it's one of the great spiritual tests or battles we often face. Kind of like, if you are a Christian, you are a superior person and better than others, aren't you? Or, well, if you are always given guidance by God, why do you get things wrong and fail? Or, if you're a follower of Jesus, why do you still get sick? Or, if you're always forgiven by Jesus, it doesn't matter what you do now or how you live, because he's always going to forgive you. Testing, isn't it? How do we respond to these questions, these tests, these battles? What Jesus gives us the model here when he says this, the response to if you are is, it is written. It is written. Jesus faced three great temptations, three great battles, and you can listen to them in the reading after the prayer. And his response was to turn to the word of God in the scriptures. It is written, he said. His answers came from the book of Deuteronomy, chapters 6-8. And the Old Testament was Jesus' Bible. And as we read and reflect upon and apply God's word in the Bible to our lives, it reveals God to us, his care and concern for us, his wisdom and guidance, and most of all, his love for us. As I do this, my relationship with God deepens and I experience his peace and protection in any test or battle I face. Keep listening to these podcasts. It's an amazing way to get God's word into your life. Rick Warren is the leader of a very large church in California on the west coast of America called Saddleback Community Church. He once said that he used to think that the Christian life was a series of battles and blessings, a season of blessings followed by a season of battles, like a roller coaster. However, experience showed him otherwise. The blessings of leading an incredible church and being a brilliant author are balanced by the battles he and his family have faced over many years. He now sees life as being on two tracks, like railway tracks. They run alongside each other through life, and even in the midst of the greatest test or battle, one track that you face, across the way there's a blessing waiting for you, running alongside. Rick Warren's a great communicator with a real gift of connecting with people. He's also very open and honest about his life. And Trish and I have had the great privilege of hearing him speak live, after which I was able to go and speak to him and thanked him for being so vulnerable when sharing about his life, about his battles and blessings. He's also a very funny guy. Battles and blessings. St. Paul put it so well in writing to the Philippian church. This is chapter 4 of Philippians, verses 6 to 9. I love this. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things, and the God of peace will be with you. I don't know what battles you're facing today, but be assured of this. As the Holy Spirit led Jesus into and through his battle, he'll lead and equip you in yours. This day, begin to trust Jesus deeper. Begin to open your life afresh to him and ask his Holy Spirit to baptize you afresh this day, because just around the bend is an amazing blessing just waiting for you. Thank you for journeying with us this week of beginnings. Enjoy this wonderful Friday and this coming weekend. Why not share the blessing as you pass this podcast link on to someone else? God bless you and your family. Here's a prayer for today. Lord Jesus, thank you for your Bible being my guidebook in life. And thank you that in the middle of the battle, there's always a blessing. Help me to see it this day, give you the glory, and pass the blessing on to others. Amen. Matthew 4, verses 1 to 17. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" Then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended him. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah, "Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near."
Worthy of every song we could ever sing, we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save, breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.